Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Tizria is focused on Tzaras, except for the bit in the beginning where it discusses how long a woman is tameh for after she has a boy or a girl and what karbanos she needs to bring. The rest of the parsha is tzaras oriented. If you see a nega on your body, on your clothes, on your house, does it have hair in the center? Does it not? Is it old? Is it new? What does the kohen say? Do you have to wait a week to find out? Or 2 weeks? And so on and so on. Everything you need to know about getting diagnosed with tzaras. That's the parsha. Let's move on to a shortish vart. The parsha talks about negaim in the house, on the person, and on clothing. The Ramban says a famous thing, Ze einenu b'teva klal, v'lo hava ba'olam. It goes against the nature for tzaras to go on clothing in a house and basically never happened. Negaim on people is normal. It's leprosy. Negaim on houses and clothing, it almost never happened. The only times it was possible to happen is when Klal Yisrael were shleimim with Hashem. They had a complete relationship. Negaim b'begadim u'bavatim einam b'teva. It's not within nature. So, basic question, how does being complete with Hashem explain how someone would have the laws of nature bend for them and they end up with tzaras on their clothes in their home? To answer that, we're going to have to back up a little bit to last week's parsha in Shemini. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Hei, it says, Ki ani Hashem hamayla eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, because I am Hashem that raised you out of Mitzrayim. So all the other times it talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says, Hotseisi, Hashem took us out. Why now does it say hamayla, raised? Little context, this Pasuk was said right after the prohibition of eating buggies. Rashi on that pasuk is interesting. He brings a Tana Devei Reb Yishmael that states, if I only took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim that they wouldn't eat shrutzim like the rest of the nations, it would be good enough. It's a mila to Klal Yisrael. That's why he uses the word mila. And that just leads to a bigger question. Why are we being taken out of Mitzrayim to not eat bugs? Shmuel Yehuda Levine explains all this with a deeper understanding. What happened when we were taken out of Mitzrayim wasn't just that we're free, but that our teva changed, our nature shifted, our bodies are different, and that's why there's a prohibition to eat locust or other non-kosher animals. Our bodies are more sensitive, so it would be detrimental for us to eat those foods. That's the explanation to the Tana Devei Reb Yishmael. Because Hashem raised us up, that's why we can't eat it. It's the inverse and the cause. Taking us out of Mitzrayim to change our nature would have been enough. And the example of the change is the inability to eat bugs. For example, if you give a person spoiled meat, it's bad for them. Give it to a dog, it's just fine. Locust for a non-Jew is fine. It's not fine for a Jew. That's why it says Mila, our guf was raised. There's a famous kuzari that says there are 4 levels of being, according to philosophers. Domim, like a rock, tzemeach, plants, chai, animals, and medaber, person. The kuzari adds 1 more level. Yisrael. Yisrael is a different bria, a different being. And it's not a matter of better. It's just a different being entirely. A rock is not better or worse than a plant. They each have a different purpose, a different physicality. It's ridiculous to compare. And so Yisrael is a totally different thing than a medaber. Even in Klal Yisrael, the more spiritually refined, the better avodas Hashem a person have. That person may have a different teva, a different physical reality than other people. Like the Vilna Gaon was able to sleep just 1.5 hours a night. He didn't need more. Or, going way further back, Yaakov Avinu not sleeping for 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Be'ever. Their teva was not that of a quote-unquote normal person. It's not just a spiritual concept of elevation. It actually manifests in reality. And that's the secret to the Ramban. Negaim only happen to Klal Yisrael if they're on a certain madrega. Because when you're on that level, your teva, your reality changes, and Hashem will interact with you on that level so that things that don't seem possible are suddenly within reach. Even tzaras. There's a lot more to this concept of teva and reality, but we'll leave it here for now. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.